Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists. More information is at agrigold.com or at 800-262-7333.
Thanks for listening to Morning Edition this morning on WILL AM 580 and FM 90.9 HD2 and HD3. It's time now for the pre-opening commodity market reports, and here's Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Jay, and good Tuesday morning, everyone. President George Bush this morning announced a $250 billion plan by the government to directly buy equity shares in the nation's leading banks. The Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation will also temporarily guarantee most new debt issued by insured banks, and it will expand government insurance to cover all non-interest-bearing accounts, aiding small businesses in covering their day-to-day operations. Meanwhile, the Federal Reserve will soon finalize work on a new program to serve as a buyer of last resort for commercial paper. The Dow Jones Industrial Average now trading at 96.32. It's up 244 points. While over at the NASDAQ, we're looking at the trade at 18.53, and it's up 8.40. We'll discuss the implications of the Wall Street moves for the grain opening at the Chicago Board of Trade in just a few minutes with Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities.
Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Kathy Ferguson in Morris at 815-941-3758. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. And Ed, as I was listening to you just a little bit earlier this morning, the potential for frost in the forecast over the weekend?
That would not really be unusual because looking at the calendar, we're now to October 14th. We're in the middle of October.
Ah.
So Saturday morning, the 18th of October, wouldn't be unusual to see some frost in the area. I'm not forecasting a hard freeze around here. It could get below freezing for several hours in parts of the upper Midwest, though, from Minnesota over to Michigan. So there may be a few crop areas that suffer some damage. Those areas that had the really late planted crops that probably to some extent might be factored into the equation as having a good chance of not making it anyway. But for much of the Corn Belt, the frost has held off long enough that the crops have made their way to maturation here. And when we looked at the season and the late planting, we were worried that if something came in September, very early October, we could have some big problems. But it does look like some cold air is coming in with high pressure building in Saturday morning, that there will be widespread frost over a good portion of the Midwest, and that could include the WILL listening area. We'll have a better handle on it over the next couple of days because for a thick frost, you have to time out the high pressure sitting right over you at the right time to provide the very light wind with the clear sky. And that's usually just over a few hours' time. So if that comes in the overnight period, then you get your big frost. If it does, it holds off till the middle of the day, maybe you don't. But that's potentially when we have some coming in, would be Saturday morning. There looks like another shot of cool air next week and about Tuesday. And really, today is a transition day. We've been unseasonably warm the last several days. A cold front has come through here on our thermometer here at WILL. We're at 61 degrees right now. Not cold by any stretch of the imagination. Our average high for the date is 67, and we were higher than that at midnight last night. So we've already exceeded that for today. We'll probably be at back up around 70 to 72 this afternoon, but not up around 80 anymore here for the foreseeable future. Temperatures over the next 2 weeks are going to be running near to maybe at times slightly below average the way it looks now. But near average puts highs in the 60s and lows in the 40s. And by the time we get to next week, that would be low 60s for highs and low 40s for lows in central Illinois. A little cooler than that up north, a little warmer than that to the south. So we are seeing that seasonal trend downward in temperatures starting to take place here. And that means maturation rates are going to start to slow a little bit, but a lot of crops are mature now, so it won't be a factor for those. And of course, it won't be a factor for those crops already cut out of the fields. As far as precipitation goes, we do have some rain coming in that's going to slow harvest operations for a few days here. It looks like tomorrow will be the wettest day across Illinois and Indiana. Showers continuing into tomorrow night before tapering off. Most places will get rain. Most places will get under a half an inch of rain. Many locations will get under a quarter inch of rain. So we're not looking at long-term problems with harvest, but this could shut things down for a couple of days. A few spotty showers also possible on Friday ahead of that high pressure coming in to cool us off Saturday. As we look at the next 2 weeks, there will be weather systems coming through with a little rain from time to time, but it doesn't look like anything big is on the way right now, so no red flags showing up for harvest operations. As we look to Argentina and Brazil, both will have a better chance of rain next week, after some hot weather has been occurring, hot, dry weather across Brazil. So we don't see any major problems down that way. That's looking at the growing areas for this morning. I'm meteorologist Ed Keyser.
Let's take a check on how prices fared in the Monday overnight session. Looking at Kansas City December wheat, it opened at $6.50, up 22 and 3 quarters. Last trade up 13 and 3 quarters. At the Chicago Board of Trade, December wheat opened at $5.97, up 8.5. Last trade up 13 and 3 quarters. March, $6.19, up 10. Last trade up 11 and 3 quarters. December of 2009, $6.82 and 3 quarters, up 10.5. Last trade up 11 and 3 quarters. December corn opened at $4.18 and a quarter, up 6 and 3 quarters. Last trade up 13 and a quarter. March, $4.37, up 7.5. Last trade up 11 and a quarter. July, $4.60, up 8. Last trade up 8.25. November beans open at 936.5, up 8.5. Last trade up 22. January, 950.5, up 7. Last trade up 23.75. July, 982, up 8. Last trade up 21.75. October soybean meal opened at 271.40, up 19.30. Last trade up 6.30. December soybean oil opened at $39.51, up 30. Last trade was up 39. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities. He is in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, Dave.
You seeing enough in the technical action of the marketplace for corn and beans over the last week to suggest an interim low is forming or has already formed?
There is a word that has happened. We need to see it continue to go up to confirm it, but the wave people are saying we've seen the low. There's other technical people saying we've seen the low. These outside financial markets need to continue to rise to keep us from falling backwards on the grains.
So then are you confident enough that this low is in place, this interim low, this harvest low, because we're not at 50% yet, is firm enough to go ahead and consider buying calls?
I would consider buying them, but I also am a little fearful of the next week to 10 days because we aren't 50% harvested. We'll see what the bean harvest number is this afternoon, but it could be that high, but I don't think the corn will be. But we're still a little leery because of the financial stuff. Will it hold up here or will it back off? And it still has a big impression on the market as it has in the last week to 10 days of just pushing it one way or the other.
Wasn't a lot of fundamental news for the grain trade to consider overnight. We did get the National Oilseed Processors Association crush report, and to nobody's surprise, crush continues to slow, I guess because no beans in the marketplace.
Well, that and, you know, people are worried about usage. If we can't keep the financials going back up, the usage number could easily go down, and that's got people worried at on the carryout numbers.
Okay, so if we're in this interim low, where would you put the upside potential targets of this little mini rally we're going to experience in here?
I think another day of up after today would be about it if we have an interim. If not, we'll just grind up into the November Thanksgiving to Christmas time and then take a look and see where we're at. But I think it's a grinding number, not just a boom right back up.
With a target of where? 475 maybe on the corn and, oh, I don't know, something along the lines of what?
Well, on the low side, we hit 98 or 398 on the corn, and I would expect that to be under the right under the 5 number on the corn. You know, 470, 485.
1050 you know, in the beans, maybe?
And beans, the November's hit 950 last night, so we might be looking at another $1.20 on those, 1070, 1080 in this interim one. But we just have to see if it's just an interim bounce off of the financials or whether it's something that we're going to grind forward into the winter on.
Thank you much, Pete.
Thank you, Dave.
Pete Manhart, he's with Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD2 and HD3 Urbana, and on the web 24/7 at WILLAG.org.